It's always being a relationship though. You can be more emotional and honest and all that. I had no practice with that growing up because I only had male friends growing up. I never had any female friends. And guy friends, we never talked about anything that mattered. They're just like sports or whatever. It's weird. A lot of my friends have known him 20 years. I don't know anything about them. Not a thing. I have this one friend, Jay. I don't know anything about him. I don't know his feelings. I don't know his race. I don't know. I don't even know how to find out at this point. I just have to watch the next Olympics opening ceremony with him. See which flag he smiles at. Huh. Belarus. You don't talk about anything. But then in a relationship, you have to talk about shit. Like, it's forced out of you. Like, you don't have a choice, right? And now I get, you know, sometimes you hear married men, they'll say about their wives sometimes, like, oh, she's my best friend. But whenever you hear a guy say that, I think what he's really saying is, like, I realized I never had a friend. I think she's actually the first person to ask me a follow-up question or maybe even know what my eye color is. It's Hazel. Who knew? It was Hazel. That's why it's nice having a female friend, even like an acquaintance, you know? Because like guy friends, you don't talk about anything, but a woman to be like, how you feeling lately? It's like, I think you're my emergency contact. I don't know. Maybe the closest person to me in my life. Hmm. I was talking to some friends and we were talking about like what types we're attracted to dating-wise. And my friend, he says something I've heard a lot of guys say. He's like, I'm more attracted to women who are like naturally pretty, like without wearing any makeup. That's a thing you often hear men say, and they say it as if they're being, like, down to earth. Or humble. But if you think about it, that's, like, that's really the highest standard you can have for any person. Just to be like, look, I'm a simple dude. All I'm asking for is a face born perfect, all right? Like, what do you think of being picky? I don't need some, like, dolled up Hollywood actress. I just want one of God's home runs. Is that so crazy? Just give me a masterpiece. That's nuts. I think you should be able to have sex with friends over strangers. I don't know if my friends agree. It's weird. People act like sex is more intimate than friendship, but then we're willing to give that away more easily. Like, people go to a bar, meet somebody, and hook up with them, and that's just, like, an accepted thing that happens sometimes. But it's, like, way more rare than anyone ever, like, go to a bar and, like make a friend. And if you did, everyone would think that was way weirder. If you were like, hey, last night I went out, had a couple drinks, met someone, they helped me move. People would be like, what? That's less intimate. Like a stranger, that's who you let see you naked. You don't help him move a couch. That's, you have a problem. You have to stop drinking. My uncle, he dates these much younger women. He's pretty embarrassing. He's like 60. I met his girlfriend. She's like 20. But I met her and she was like, well, I like dating older men because I feel like boys my age are so immature. So I like dating older men because I feel like they're more mature, you know? So that's who's mature. Old men that date 20-year-olds. That group seems to have their handle on shit. I was talking to him and he's like, well, she's great, but her friends are so annoying. All her friends are so annoying. Wonder if that's because they're 20. Also, it's so interesting. A 20-year-old who's having sex with you is cool, and the ones who aren't are not. What could the difference be? We'll never know. He was like, well, honestly, she's more mature than I am. And it's like, yeah. She's acting her age, and you're acting her age. She wins.